Is everybody ready? Let me hear you say, yes, we're ready. Okay, now we want to get the government really mad, and we're not going to do that if they can't hear us, so sing real loud. Oh, we're scared to resist or to walk down the street when Attila the pig treats us like tainted meat. Sing, halt, put your hands up in frightening chorus. Attila the pig makes our eyes water for us. Hey, that sounds really good. Okay, that's going to be the second piece now. Remember, the second piece and the chorus comes in after each two verses. There's about four sets of verses. Are we ready to go? Okay, well, this first part is important, so be sure as we can be. Okay, we have a new governor here in Ohio who has some strange ideas about pain. When Governor Voinovich proposed to cut the Ohio Arts Council budget by 60%, his reasoning was something like that the artists could handle the pain better than everybody else. Of course, he probably thinks artists like pain. But then he turns around and proposes the very same kind of massive, disproportionate budget cuts against the general assistance program, against the poorest people in his state, evidently feeling that they too can handle the pain better, for instance, than the rich. Probably because poor people are so much more used to pain and misery than the rich. Speaking as a very poor artist, I sometimes wonder if the governor thinks we don't feel pain like he do. Anyway, this first piece is dedicated personally to Governor George Voinovich and to his administration in its infancy, because this is a kind of a nursery rhyme about pain, and it's entitled Citizen Pain. From cradle, from cress, from the warm velvet womb, to the deathbed of age, to the cold, bitter tomb, we must bear you, allow you our life blood to drain. For you're all teeth, you vampire, you citizen pain. Citizen pain, when you, with your deadly refrain, you fulfill me, you thrill me, you sate me. Citizen pain, will you tell me again why it is that you torture and hate me? With the small ones, it's easy. They never fight back. As you saddle your horses and mount your attack, and your victims are luckier, murdered and slain. For you seldom let go, do you, citizen pain? Citizen pain, when you puncture my brain, as you kill me, you chill me, you grate me. Citizen pain, with your foul bloody stain, you entrap, then incessantly bait me. In the schools, we must learn you 'neath hickory sticks. In the cage of old age, we've grown wise to your tricks. But our sweet sister morphine and cousin cocaine, they could scarce pay their rent without citizen pain. Citizen pain, must we stand in the rain while you dream up a cruel way to kiss me. Citizen Payne, will your power remain when I'm gone? When I'm dead, will you miss me? Now here comes the fun part. That last piece and the next one were both from my book, Citizen Payne and Other Illustrated Stories, which was published by Pond Publishing way back in 1982. This next piece has been changed a little bit for performance purposes. I've dropped some verses because they didn't make much sense without the illustrations. I added a couple of verses, and I dropped one verse because I didn't want to make my little speech again about how easily racism can creep into military terminology. But speaking of military terminology, there is one word in here that I'd like to translate for you. The word grunt. As I understand it, in military lingo, that means a foot soldier, a ground troop, the infantry, the ones who fly their sorties without the benefit of an airplane. I've also heard it applied to the military police. Ironically, though, if you look it up in Webster's, it's defined as the sound made by a pig, which is highly appropriate here, because this piece, which was named after a famous barbarian conqueror, is entitled Attila the Pig. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light if Attila the Pig is still mongering blight? Oh, we're scared to resist or to walk down the street when Attila the Pig treats us like tainted meat. Sing, halt, put your hands up in frightening chorus. Attila the Pig makes our eyes water for us. If you're not CIA and you're not FBI, then Attila might spit all your rights in the eye. If you're robbing a store, then Attila will shoot you. If you're going to war, then the pig will recruit you. Sing, halt, put your hands up in frightening chorus. Attila the Pig makes our eyes water for us. If you're not lily white, or you're poor, or you're red, then Attila might blow off the back of your head. If your piss is not pure, or there's booze on your breath, then the pig might decide to just beat you to death. Sing, halt, put your hands up in frightening chorus. Attila the Pig makes our eyes water for us. Whether you're here like me or there crouched in a hut, old Attila will see that you keep your mouth shut. So United Free States, I must ask to be blunt. If the pig is a crime, why do we need this grunt? sing, halt, put your hands up in frightening chorus. Attila the pig makes our eyes water for us. Give yourselves a hand. That was great. That was great. Thank you. And now, since goblinhood does not believe in tearing down without building back up, for the benefit of anyone who thinks I might have trashed the national anthem beyond repair, I've written a new one, especially for my performance tonight. This piece is simply entitled Anthem. Turn on the tube, see the bombs bursting, flying sorties, hear the blood thirsting. Don't you feel grand living in such a land? Tax cut the rich, feeding the vampires, cut off the poor. Where are the umpires? How can they lose when we take their abuse? Hold down the earth so they can rape it. Here comes the news, maybe they'll tape it. Rainforest dies, preserving their lies. You don't know what it's all about. You'd prefer not to know. Bash the arts, stamp some freedom out. Congress puts on a show. Flags are in, fighting AIDS is out. Till it hits one you know. You know, you don't even belong here. Stole this land, picked it up for a song here. Kicked some ass, then your country went nuclear. And filled the land with poison. And killed the workers with poison. And willed your children the poison. Until the whole earth is poison. Did you let them decide for you? Did they just override poor you? Will you let them preside over you? Does a conscience reside within you? Can you just live outside what they do? They'll commit genocide all for you. If you help them to hide what is true, then they'll hide behind you. First you're just poor, then you're just jobless. Out on the street, you become homeless. Where can you go when they brought you so low? Bankers break laws, but they're still bankers. Society soars, festering cankers. Hang them all high, and you'd blot out the sky. Fighting it out in all the drugstores, fighting for peace, selling you Star Wars. Don't you feel safe, though your wallet's been strafed? You can't tell where the problem's at. You can't even begin. Spin the dial, watch some showbiz rat show you why you can't win. Drink your beer, 'cause it's going flat. Drink to oblivion. And in your final confusion, tell yourself that it's all an illusion. Just a sad and bitter delusion. As if your blindness could hide you, where naked aggression can't find you, where presidents can't persuade you, nor naked aggression outrage you. If you want, you can change the game. Tell your Congress it's getting lame. Tell the courts and the White House the same. Better hurry to put in your claim, or just wait till the world is aflame with a fire no action can tame. If you let them, they'll hand you the blame. Then it's just you to blame.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Listen, this next piece, it's only about 3 days old, so I don't know how it's going to go. Fortunately, it's quite short. This is entitled The Sisterhood Union. The Sisterhood Union is on the march, demanding all their rights, like the right to control their bodies and lives according to their own lights. And if true justice has any say, the Sisterhood Union will have their way. The Sisterhood Union is out to take the night back for their own, demanding the right to walk, safely walk in the streets and be left alone. And if equality is right, the Sisterhood Union should own the night. The Sisterhood Union just wants to get what already should be theirs, like equal jobs and equal pay in the world of business affairs, or highest office or art renown. They're tired of being shackled down. The Sisterhood Union is off to war against the patriarchy, against the myth that it's a man's world and other such malarkey. And if real change doesn't come to pass, the union might just kick some ass. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is another recent piece, and it's also really short, fortunately, for everyone, I think. At least you don't have to wear this stupid goblin hood outfit. This was written for Earth Day. Earth Day was just last week. Happy Earth Day, everybody. Sadly, this is a sad piece. It's entitled, Mother, May I?
Mother, may I speak with you? I know the hour is late. I'm sorry to awake you from the pain in which you sleep. Please know, though I have wounded you, it wasn't done from hate. 'Twas madness made me thrust my knife so deep. Mother, may I come to you and rest within your arms, and wet your breast with bitter tears for all the harm I've done, and find some peace within your vast and mellifluous charms beneath the brazen setting of the sun. Mother, will you comfort me, though I have been so bad, and ravished nature's beauty with my playthings running wild?
Forgive me, Mother, bless me for the good times that we had. We die together, mother and her child.
That's all, folks. Thank you for participating and for letting me perform. I'll be performing at the Duwack Gallery next Saturday, starting at 10:30. I'll also have paintings there all month. So after the gallery hop, stop down and hear some more of this stuff. Thanks again.